You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly podcast discovering the bizarre, the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. Most of the time, for the first time, before this podcast, I've only ever seen Starship Troopers.
Exclusively.
So this has been an eye-opening experience for me.
Yeah, we've made quite a leap from Starship Troopers.
I am your host, your dirtiest Chris Steak. And this is Lisa. She's pretty cool.
She's okay.
Hello. She's all right when she's not being a bitch.
Bitch.
You know who else is pretty cool? His name's Bo. Bo, say hi.
Hi, Bo.
We got such nice introductions this time.
Yeah.
Before we get started, do I have some updates for you? We got an email.
Ooh.
This one's from Todd. He gave us another recommendation, but I think I'm going to save it for the end of the episode because it's going to be our next movie.
Is it?
Is this Todd from Bethesda Studios, who's responsible for some of the worst gaming mechanics in modern gaming history?
Todd Howard.
Or not.
It might be.
Probably a different Todd. That's the only one that comes to mind. But that's it.
Yeah. So I'm going to save that email for the end of the episode.
Okay.
So we can reveal next week's episode at the same time.
Okay.
In case you didn't know, we're on Instagram.
Yeah.
I just push buttons until Bell says, hey, there it is.
Hey, there it is.
Got a message from Horror Fanatic.
Oh.
Great podcast, bros. Just listen. All the way from Hawaii. They're a fan of the Human Hibachi series. And they think that they can become cult classics. They have a lot of sick comedy. I think if anybody knows how to cook a human, it would be Hawaiians. Because they do those pits, you know, with the pigs and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would be the perfect way to cook a person.
I think so, too. They probably have the most practical.
That'd be the way to do it.
See, that started out vaguely racist. It's just a strange wording, I think, probably.
You know who can fucking cook people? Hawaiians.
Those Hawaiians.
I meant it as a compliment. So, yeah, that's what's going on last week. The what the fuck are you watching corner of the dungeon. But what's going on this week, you might ask? I'll ask for you. Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
Well, we're watching August Underground Penance from 2007.
The penultimate chapter of the August Underground trilogy.
Yeah, it's over.
It's like all August. Led to this moment.
So, not a lot of actual penance, eh?
I think Krusty might have did a little penance.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Are you referring to the fact that she looked like she was, like, dying?
What does penance even mean? Like, repent?
So, yeah, but it's like an act of, like...
Like you say Hail Marys and stuff?
Right.
Whip yourself with the whip?
Yeah.
Flagellate?
Yeah, self-flagellance. Not to be confused with flatulence.
Right, yeah. All right, so this one is, of course, directed by Fred Vogel and written by Fred Vogel and Christy Wiles.
Who Christy who Wiles? Yeah.
Christy. Krusty Wiles.
Krusty Krusty Krab.
IMDb is crediting Alan Peters, which seems wrong to me.
I don't know her.
Alan Peters is the guy from the first movie, the cameraman.
Oh.
And he bailed out during the first movie because, you know, people kind of didn't like it.
What?
So, how surprising.
I think he completely left the project, like, after the first movie. So I really don't think he wrote this. It's a character writing credit. It's starring Christy Wiles, Fred Vogel, and a bunch of other people. Shelby Lynn Vogel makes an appearance, Fred Vogel's wife.
Oh, okay.
I noticed that. She was like the second name in the credits. I bet he's... Do you think he's chill?
Yeah, I think so, man. The last few weeks of doing the research for August Underground, literally every comment or blurb has been Fred Vogel's the nicest person I've ever met.
That's what I figured. He seems like an actually like capable actor. I don't know. Yeah, I figured he was probably just like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
He looks like a sweetheart.
He does.
It's very disconcerting.
Yeah.
The behavior he's engaging in.
He really does. Like, I don't.
He looks like a sweet guy.
I'm not really buying the whole serial killer thing from him because it just seems like.
You just want to give him a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've not found one bad thing about it.
That's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is.
After what we've been dealing with. Yeah.
I could not find one good thing about Lucifer Valentine.
Yeah.
Couldn't even find the fuck's name, really.
Yeah, so I mean, either Fred Vogel's super nice or everybody else just a complete fucking dick. It's like Jeremy Cruz makes a small appearance as a partier with a baseball cap. Shelby Lynn Vogel's credited as pregnant partier.
I don't remember these.
I don't either. I just watched it.
Yeah, I don't remember a pregnant partier.
I remember a couple party sequences. I don't.
There was that one part where I think Krusty comes up, it's like, hey, where's your baby at? And the girl's like, oh, upstairs.
Yeah. So she wasn't pregnant. She already had a baby.
The budget on this one seems to be around the $5,000 to $6,000 range.
Wow.
Yeah. Highest budget we've seen so far.
A couple of that went into intestines, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. That had
a lot of intestinal tracts.
Yeah. And that's the highest budget so far.
Yeah.
And that's still low.
Yeah, definitely. That's crazy low.
And so that's pretty insane that they've been doing all this with such low budgets.
If this IMDb trivia is to be believed, the majority of the budget was spent on a digital camera.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, because there was a camera upgrade for sure.
Mm-hmm. The quality did improve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess it's all guts and cameras.
Well, I guess when you're the one that, you know, does everything in the movie. You know, like they wrote it, they starred in it, they did everything. So I guess you don't really have to spend a lot of money on other people.
True.
Well, it gives those vibes since the first one. It's like good film student vibes. Like,
yeah,
this was like a class thing. It's similar energy to that.
Yeah.
This, I think you can classify as a Christmas movie.
Oh my god, he kept telling me it was festive. A fucking Christmas movie.
It is, it's right up there with Die Hard,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
And Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard.
And Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard.
So you might be wondering, hey, you know, the holidays are coming up. I'm trying to get my 30 Days of Christmas movie list up.
Oh, I better get mine ready.
I'm wondering if August Underground's Penance will fit into that.
You said that so genuinely.
Oh my god.
Well,
no.
Lucky for you, the IMDb Parents Guide has you covered. Under sex and nudity, it's been rated severe. There's a lot of nudity. Some of it is sexual.
I would maybe not argue most of it, though.
Yeah.
Rape is shown.
Masturbation is shown.
Yeah. In fact, if there is something sexual happening, it is probably rapey.
There were multiple scenes of extremely graphic rape throughout the movie. For violence and gore, we've also been rated severe. A dead baby is shown having just been forcibly cut from its dead mother.
A banger.
A mouse is fed to an alligator.
Oh my god.
That's just too far.
That's up there with the abortion. You can see that at a zoo.
Yeah. Some zoos, you could even feed the mouse yourself.
Yeah, I think I did as a child.
A child is strangled to death in a home invasion.
Okay, I don't want to be like... Did we all love this part?
No, this part was probably the most disturbing part of the series for me, too.
Oh, okay.
The Christmas fucking Eve?
Yeah.
I was not having a good time.
Oh my god.
Nah, dude.
I get it.
That hit me harder than the entirety of Mortem, to be honest.
For sure. No, through like a human lens, absolutely disturbing, but something about it, you know, like fuck them kids, you know? I don't know.
Alright.
I don't know. I didn't think it was the most disturbing part for me. I still think number one has been the most disturbing out of all of them for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't like the Christmas scene, but I felt like it was, you know, what they wanted it to be. Just them being fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well.
What the hell is that? It just flew over there.
It's a bug. Little beetle bug.
Anyway, profanity.
Profanity has been rated severe. The language in this film is no holds barred. The words like fuck, shit, cunt, pussy, dick being thrown around frequently and liberally.
My favorite was, and this fat piece of shit is a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, we're back to fat shaming again.
We are all about the fat again.
Very fat now.
Fat and Fred's baby is chunkiest so far. So
yeah.
Just jolly psycho.
Frightening and intense scenes. It's severe. You guessed it. The violence, gore, and torture are extremely intense. Do not watch this film if you have a weak stomach. The entire movie is about serial killers. And last but not least, the home invasion scene can be especially intense and frightening as the whole family is killed on Christmas Eve.
That also did look like standard grandma's living room, though, from our from like our era.
Yeah, kind of did, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
So, can you add this to the Christmas movie list? Let you be the judge.
Not if you're going to watch it with any children under, like, 18.
Well, it's, do you value your family's opinion of you?
Well, I mean, I definitely wouldn't watch it with my kids. You know, a bunch of adults. Yeah, sure. Let's throw that movie on for them.
This gets weirder the more people you're watching it with, right?
Yeah, I think so.
This is like a secret shame type movie watching experience. I tried to convince Jack to watch this one. I was like, it's the last of the series. He's like, I don't know. Is it going to be bloody? I said, probably. Like, okay. Well, will there be puking? I said, I don't know. I said, there was some featured in the one before.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah, this definitely is not a party movie.
No.
Like, I could almost see the vomit gore movies being party movies.
Yeah, because those are porn.
Yeah, in some weird way, like, you could throw a Gorgitated Sacrifice on at a party. It'd be wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, like, active meth users.
Oh, I was thinking about the dildo question from last week.
Yeah, how many is too many?
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking, like, if I was a dildo user, what would I have?
Yeah.
And I could think of, like, 10 dildos that I think I would want to have.
See, when I gave it a think as well, and I got to, like, 6.
Yeah. You gotta have your fucking daily driver, right?
Yeah.
And then you gotta have your fucking monster when you're feeling adventurous.
Yeah.
You gotta have a two-header for when a fucking friend comes over.
Right.
And then you gotta get, like, the fucking sick-ass dragon-looking one.
Oh, see, I didn't consider this one because I think that's, like, a... I haven't tried one, to be honest, but
yeah.
That's gotta be, like, a vagina thing.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to put it in your butt.
You know, like the alien tentacle one?
Yeah, you gotta get a tentacle as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's 5 right there.
I know you said double, and I thought you meant, like, double, like, penetration. And then you said, in case a friend comes over, and I was like, oh, you meant that kind of double.
I knew what he meant. Yeah. Like Darth Maul.
Yeah. And you gotta get one of those, what are they called? Hitachi...
Yeah.
It's like a fucking neck massager, but everybody fucking puts it on their pussy.
The wands, yeah.
Well, there's a wand, yeah.
Yeah. So that's 6 right there. I mean, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I think I said anything over 20 is, like, excessive. Like,
that's
when you start to think, okay, this person's a little weird.
They're a collector. Yeah. This is a thing.
Yeah.
I
don't think I would bat an eye until around probably about 50.
I just know that Jack and I are both flaming homosexuals, and we only have 3 dildos and a blowjob machine between the two of us.
Yeah.
So, well, so and the vibrator.
Do we even actually own a dildo?
I forgot. We also have 2 little vibrators.
I don't think so.
I mean, she can't fucking clean them up and shit.
That's where I'm at. I'm too lazy. Here's the thing. Dude. I probably would. If they were like... forget about it afterwards, great, but you can't just do that. I mean, I guess you could,
Yeah, dude, right after gross. You fucking bust, man, it's fucking nap time. I'm not gonna fucking do dishes and shit.
That's what I mean. Oh, I didn't even think about the dishwasher. Could I just pop those bad boys in the dishwasher?
I mean...
some people do, yeah.
I don't see why not. Well,
that changes the rules. Okay.
I guess it depends on how hot the water is, right?
Yeah, you just have to put it on the hot cycle.
Yeah.
You can't be, like, energy efficient or anything. You gotta use, like, the heavy-duty hot stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd, like, melt them or something.
Well, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure you have to use hot.
It's gotta be pretty fucking hot, like, to melt those things, so.
Those big silicone ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, enough dildo talk.
Yeah, we're way off topic.
Was it me?
I know, that was all Chris.
I've been thinking about dildos a lot lately.
That's okay.
What's funny is I think our original dildo conversation didn't even make it into the episode, so everybody's going to be confused.
All right. August Underground's penance.
Yeah.
So we open in what I'm assuming is a new torture basement. I mean,
these guys jump right in there.
Yeah, we're in the basement.
Yeah.
And we see the victim tied up, but he fucking breaks out of his... bonds,
he's
dude.
Like, finally, he's like pulling out him at first, and Peter Mountain's like, "Oh, you gonna Hulk out?
Yeah,
go ahead, Hulk out." And then he rips out of his.
Yep.
I don't want to victim blame, but we haven't seen enough of this.
Yeah, so dear. Yeah, it's first time somebody fights back. It looks like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So fucking camera cuts out and comes back. Peter's on the floor, fucking bloody ass nose.
Mm-hmm.
But our victim is dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of seems like Peter's starting to lose his touch a little bit, huh?
Maybe.
He seems more on the... It's strange to, like, note a heightened erraticism in someone who's been a rampant serial killer for 3 films now. But he does seem more off-kilter in this one.
Yeah.
And also, he does get winded, like, far more frequently.
He does.
He takes a lot of couch breaks during our Christmas scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's getting that dad bod, too.
But we've been done had that.
Yeah, he's past dad bod. He was dad bod 2 movies ago.
Yeah, he's somebody's drunk uncle.
Yeah.
I know I need couch breaks.
Yeah. No, it's just bed. He doesn't lay down on the couch. He just goes straight to bed.
Yeah, I need bed breaks.
Yeah.
Then we cut to, you know, just fucking hanging out. And I think at this time, I realized that, you know, in this movie, we kind of get to breathe a little bit more than Mortem. Mortem was super claustrophobic and fucking dark. I felt like one of those fucking people in a box that they had in the basement. But this one's, you get a lot more breathing room, I think.
I guess. My next note was, we need the first cameraman back because this shit is ridiculous.
I do think, I don't care for, I know they upgraded their camera. I think I hated it, maybe. Oh,
yeah. They were just constantly moving. Like, it was just all over the fucking place.
But also, like, I know it's supposed to be, like, candid psychos doing the recording. Yeah. But, like, sometimes we're just looking at, like, Peter's actual ass crack.
Yeah. Yeah, the first cameraman was the one.
Yeah.
And also, he was just happy to be there.
Yeah, I do kind of miss the giggling cameraman.
Could you tell this was crusty?
I did, but at the same time, I was like, damn, what happened to Krusty? She's looking good.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. She looked really good.
I thought she looked, like, younger, and maybe that's the camera, though. Maybe didn't look like a... I don't know. She looked better.
She didn't look as crazy in the beginning as she had in the last
one. She makes up for that, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we get our usual little candid videos of fucking walking around. They're stealing cigars out of people's cars and shit. They get some fucking back alley fucking ketchup.
Eating some ketchup off the ground. Yeah.
Peter writes fucking I love you and ketchup. Super sweet moment.
Oh, yeah.
Like when they pull up to that car that's just abandoned on the side of the road, she's like, I'm going to Dukes of Hazzard it. And then he goes, oh, I got stuck.
Yeah. Like, just so much weird shit.
I liked it, though. Yeah, probably the grossest moment in the entire movie is fucking Krusty licks up some fucking old back alley ketchup off the ground.
I mean, yeah, I didn't care for this. I don't actually care for ketchup. And then I also don't care for back alley asphalt.
Yeah. No, I like ketchup on some things, but...
Like tater tots?
There's no way in hell. Yeah. Like, yeah. But there's no way in hell I'm just gonna eat ketchup.
No. And from the... From the...
And from the earth's ground.
Floor? No.
Yeah, not even just the ground, just like a fucking alley next to a dumpster.
You know people pee there. And also other creatures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not to mention
probably the least
dumpster worst. Juice. How long has that ketchup been there?
I don't
know. What are
you
doing, Krusty?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was gross.
That's the nastiest thing I've seen in the trilogy, dude.
She put some, well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's the homosexual in me, but I constantly, like, the amount of, like, blood that goes into mouths and open wounds and stuff, I'm just like, AIDS! Because she engages in a bit of that later, too.
Yeah.
I can't decide if that's better or worse than the asphalt ketchup. It's probably, I think asphalt ketchup is worse.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, for some reason it seems worse, but technically, yeah, licking someone's blood is... fucking worse.
No, I don't know, man. Like, okay, call it right now. Drink blood or fucking drink.
I'm doing the blood.
Fucking.
I'm doing the blood. If I know they don't have AIDS, I'm doing the blood.
Yeah. Okay. What dumpster ketchup or fucking drink blood, Lise?
Yeah. Okay. If we know ahead of time that we're not getting anything from this blood, then I will definitely lick the blood rather than the ketchup.
Don't discount getting something from the fucking ketchup. That's dumpster ketchup.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
I honestly think I could tolerate the taste alone of blood more than I could ketchup. There's something there's something dark-sided about ketchup. I don't understand her.
I mean, if it was just ketchup or blood, I would take the ketchup. If it was ketchup off of a fucking alley ground.
Mm-mm. Man, I don't fucking know, guys. I do. I've tasted my own blood a lot. But me I think it's a lot different than somebody else's.
It for sure is.
I might just chance the fuck dumpster ketchup, dude. then we cut back to the house. Krusty's getting all made up, master disguise style, dressing up like an old lady.
Yeah. And Peter Mountain says, "You should suck my cock with that wig on. It would freak me out."
See, yeah. I can relate to this.
Yeah.
I think I would say those words in that order to somebody.
Yeah, I guess I just don't want to be freaked out during sex, I guess.
Well, I can't relate to that level of disassociation to be like, oh, there's him in a wig. Ah, there's him in a wig.
Yeah. I'm freaked out.
Yeah, the only time I've ever had an experience where I was a little freaked out with sex was when I was on shrooms.
Oh, yeah, I was very freaked out.
And I had just rearranged our bedroom that day, too.
Super freaked out.
So everything was, like, different, you know?
That was poor planning on your part.
Yeah, it was.
It was terrible.
It was so bad.
Shadows were fucking bouncing off Lisa's face, and I thought she had, like, a full beard.
Just watched Lord of the Rings, too, I think, so.
I've had some similar experiences on acid where I'm like, is this a skeleton man? just like, because they all of a sudden appear so concaved and like convex.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
So I don't think
that Chris looked weird, but it was like so dark and everything just felt so different. It was like he was just someone else. Like, I just didn't even know what the fuck was happening.
Yeah, it was fucked. Yeah, I was just like,
fucking. It was crazy, though, because orgasms are fucking amazing on shrooms.
Well, everything's heightened.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the orgasm. I just remember closing my eyes and finishing the fucking job. And
was this the day of your episode, or was this?
No, this was like.
No, this was one of the good times.
This is probably the last good time. Things were getting worse.
We were headed somewhere else.
What's Krusty getting dressed up for? Going to the gas station.
They really love their convenience store scenes. We've had at least one in every movie where they just go be weird in convenience stores.
Yeah,
economic, right? Like, you can just walk in and be like, hey, yo, can we film some stuff in here real quick? And whoever owns is probably like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, yeah, probably so.
So nobody really knows. Or I guess only Peter and Krusty know what the fuck's going on here. She dresses up like an old lady to go to the gas station and get something. Turns out they don't fucking have it. And,
it's unfortunate.
That's that.
Yeah.
Got dolled up for nothing.
Yeah. And then my next note is fireworks.
Yeah. Damn, I mean, even Krusty was looking good as an old lady, too. I was like, damn,
Krusty. It reminded me of this, but what's disconcerting is they're obviously, like, grown adults.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a, like, teenager, us getting, like, dressed up like super gay and gothic just to go to like Reezer's or the grocery store, like our version of Kroger. Just to be weird in public.
I don't know, like the way she was getting dressed up, you thought she was gonna pull off a heist or some shit.
Yeah.
Or do something fucking crazy. No, she's just trying to go get something from the gas station.
Yeah, this was shenanigans my friends and I did participate in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like an innocent, like, prank, you know?
That's how I thought about it. It was just to fuck with the townies type deal.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, shit, I guess so. Fuck.
None of us really had the predilection for serial killing, though, so.
Yeah. I mean, I thought we were headed around somewhere with the gas station. Yeah. <attendant. laughs>
Said, oh, should have stocked that slushy.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I thought, you know, like, after fucking Mortem, I don't know if you could fucking chase that dragon anymore. And I think that's what we're seeing here. We get to the fucking, the basement again. Mm-hmm. He's got his next victim. A bunch of nails stuck in his chest.
Yep.
Is this when Krusty starts bitching about the smell and I thought you were going to do something with this other body?
No, but I think this is the same body.
Okay.
Yeah. Peter's just fucking, I don't know, just fucking talking to the guy.
I put in my notes about him dragging the hammer on the floor because that really fucking bothered me.
Yeah.
It was like a fucking Resident Evil boss, like, or something.
Yeah. I thought he was going to, like, because you could drag a real hammer across the floor and then obscure it and then grab the fake hammer and bash his fucking head in. I thought that was going to be the move, and I thought that would have been really cool. But
I just kept waiting for, like, almost a jump scare of him, you know, just all of a sudden bashing the guy with the hammer.
Yeah.
And it didn't really happen.
I think they refer to this as edging.
Yeah. Yeah, we got edged pretty fucking hard. Yeah. Because Peter is kind of going, like, impotent rage mode most of the movie.
He's going impotent in general, too.
Fucking bitching at this fucking dude bleeding on the ground. Like,
yeah, after he fucks with the guy for a little bit, he starts hosing him down, and then he starts bitching at him. Oh, is this the look at the mess he made?
Yeah.
Starts bitching at him about, there's blood everywhere. Look what you did. And then at the end of it, he says, I hit him too hard. Like,
this is obviously, like, maybe that's why it's called penance. This is obviously them, like, crashing and burning.
Yeah, I mean, big time.
Know, burnout is a real problem in this industry.
Yeah,
he's talking to the guy. He's like, oh, you don't feel good? Well, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And I don't like myself.
Yeah.
Me to every customer I've ever interacted with.
You don't want to be here? I don't want to fucking be here either.
You don't like me? Neither do I.
Which is the best part of my job is I don't have to fuck with any customers.
Well, and then, I don't know, we're doing a little hike around the, I said this one's filmed in Ohio. I don't know how accurate this is. It seems a little weird.
Yeah, because, what, the others were Jersey?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they mentioned Jersey in the first one. I keep thinking Jersey.
In my head, it's Jersey.
And human hibachi is Jersey. We talked about that's, yeah.
So I don't know if I trust it. But anyway, they're Peter and Krusty are going on a little romantic walk underneath the fucking bridge.
So there's I've been to bridges like this.
Yeah.
That's the end of that sentence.
And this is also where she has started to look rough.
Oh, yeah. Krusty's
like, she's already going downhill.
Yeah, just when you're like, damn, Krusty's looking good. Out of nowhere, she looks like she's got AIDS.
She also...
All that fucking blood licking.
Well, it's not even just licking by the end.
Yeah.
The ketchup, dude.
Yeah, it was
the
that
dumpster ketchup.
There's something dark-sided.
Yeah, dude, that's that fucking E. coli.
Yeah, and while they're on their little walk in the woods, that's when they encounter the sleeping bag guy. And they throw rocks at him, yell at him to get back in his sleeping bag, and then they just leave him. And I thought that was also weird, because
yeah,
the people we saw in the second movie would not have...
I don't think they have the energy to get up that little hill. I'm telling you, these guys are winded.
Yeah.
So you know how an underpass is? You've got the like concrete embankments on either side.
Yeah.
I don't think they could have got to.
Yeah, I mean, I think Krusty was struggling.
I think they stay struggling.
She said it took her a long time
to choke out that 9-year-old.
She said she couldn't walk downhill at that point. He was like, you think we can get down there? And she was like, no, I don't have the energy to walk down there. And then he made her walk uphill. He's like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is weird. Like, I mean, we're seeing Peter's kind of fucking losing his edge.
This is their downward spiral.
Yeah, this fucking bridge guy totally would have been in the basement.
Yeah.
In the first or second movie.
Yeah.
Getting screamed at by Krusty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they just kind of fuck with him a little bit and leave him alone.
And then they moved on to finding some shit on the side of the road. Or wherever they're at.
Yeah.
You remember? It's just a quick little, oh, look, shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. You see a pile of shit, you got to pull the camera out for it.
I don't think so.
And
then we
go back to the basement. They're pulling the guts out of some dude. And I'm pretty sure these are fucking real guts, man. If these are not real guts, you fooled me, man.
They've got to be like some things, intestines, right?
They're slimy and oozy. It's got to be like some animal guts or something, right?
Well, and this is one of the first
something.
This is one of the first films we've watched with the people are actually like mentioning a smell.
Uh-huh.
Which I appreciate, because that's my first thought in every single movie we've watched so far, and I'm like the smell.
Yeah, and when we were watching and they were talking about the smell, I was like, Bo's gonna appreciate
it.
He always mentions the smell.
I don't know if maybe I'm just a smell guy, I don't know. But like that's all I can think about ever. I'm like, this would smell so bad.
Yeah, and they were definitely mentioning it. He's like, I think I punctured something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it starts fucking gurgling and shit.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it was intentional or maybe it was just like a little happy accident or something with the blood pump or whatever. But either way, I don't know. It was pretty effective.
I thought all the bodies were really good in this one.
Oh, yeah, they were fucking damn good. But those guts were fucking out of control good. I'm sure they're fucking real guts. If they're not real guts.
And we're like zooming in on them and shit with like a new camera and stuff. Yeah. So we were good.
We get to go to a little house party.
Yeah, and then we get the party where they're all doing drugs and hanging out and feeding mice to alligators.
Hell yeah.
Which is apparently weirder than everything else going on in this movie to some people.
Yeah.
I was down until they fed that fucking rat to the alligator, dude.
The only animal part that really concerned me was the lion.
Dude, that lion was fucking insane.
Yeah.
It was... I'm not an animal guy, but it was behaving strangely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I don't really know how lions act, but...
Yeah.
It was like, bleh,
bleh, it was giving bleh. Joe Exotic.
that lion seemed a little stressed out.
Well, and he was like, oh, it's going to be protective of its food. That's why it's growling or something like that. And I'm like, so why don't you guys step the fuck back and let him eat?
It wasn't even growling, though. It was like,
yeah, it was like a weird, yeah.
Yeah. But at the house party, I don't know, they're just fucking around, beating fucking rats to alligators. I mean, fucking, dude's got an alligator.
This is Ohio? This is screaming Florida to me.
True. Yeah. Then, you know, after they get, I guess, fucking coked up, they go to a little Christmas party as well.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they decide to go crash Christmas Eve.
Only the people in the house don't know it's a Christmas party.
Yeah. Christmas is Krusty's favorite holiday. Peter's just trying to do something nice for her.
That is nice of him.
Yeah, he's a good boyfriend.
Yeah.
He just, I don't know. Can't fuck her, I guess.
Let's try.
You know, Krusty's got needs too, and since she lost Maggot, her brother, she's been unfulfilled.
Her brother husband. Her brother boyfriend.
Yeah, man, so we fucking break into these fucking people's house. Fucking bash dad's head in.
Yeah, as soon as he answers the door.
Hello.
Smack him with a hammer.
And, you know, mom's there, might as well rape her. Fuck it,
you know, no rape is like, oh, good, a rape. But this one was sad, even on, like, a rape spectrum, yeah?
Yeah, it was rough, man.
I don't even think Peter was into it.
Yeah, it was not a sexy rape.
And also, like, I do think these people are good actors. So, I can't decide if they're trying to drive this Peter character's impotence home, or if... What's going on? Are we just dry humping everybody? We're exposing our ass crack, and then we start humping.
The mom was fucking bushed out. I guess that's...
The mom was hot.
Yeah.
Wasn't she? She had a really good body.
I don't remember her face.
I don't actually recall her face, so I'm objectifying the body, because that's what was presented to me, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't really remember.
But I think as a woman, dude, you can just fucking grow a full bush out, and then you can just show your shit off, and nobody's ever really going to see it, because it's just hair.
Well, it's like nature's pixels, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know...
Unless you're in Japan.
They do have, like, wigs that they use in movies. Merkins. So that they can cover it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, they put a little rug on there?
Yeah.
They do.
So it's probably not her real hair. She probably doesn't actually have a bush like that. They just use it to cover up.
He does do a lot of pussy grabbing in this movie, too.
Yeah, man. So Peter's trying to rape the mom. Can't do it.
The old college try, though.
Yeah. And he's pretty...
I can't even get my dick hard.
He's pretty disappointed in himself. You know, when you... Going in for a raping and you can't get it up.
Yeah.
And then the daughter comes down the stairs. And what's this racket? Santa Claus is not going to come if everybody's fucking causing a ruckus down here. And Krusty takes care of that daughter real quick.
Not very quick.
Not quick at all, though.
No.
Oh, yeah. I guess it takes a while to choke her out.
Well, and they fuck with her for a little while.
She fucks with her for, yeah.
Oh, come on, baby. Make her open gifts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it wasn't quick at all. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so we've got mom's rug out on the floor and the daughter. the choking, it leads to a choking.
Mm-hmm.
By way of Krusty trying, like, being on top of the daughter who's laid prone on the floor.
Yeah.
And so I understand why this part's probably very disturbing. It's exacerbated by the fact that it's one of the slower chokings I've ever seen in film. Which is strange because it's an adult woman against a small girl.
Well, I mean, we established that Krusty now has ketchup AIDS, so she's
She's probably
not very strong. Probably as strong as the girl.
You know, and riddled with HPV and... fucking what are the other ones? Hepatitis.
Oh yeah.
She's definitely got all those.
Yeah.
They didn't even know about HPV yet.
Whatever it is, Krusty's got it, dude. She's got it all. She's Krusty.
That's patient zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they kill the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's like, fuck this, I'm taking a shower.
Yeah, well, he like walks Krusty around during the choking. Gifts. Yeah. Yeah.
And he makes her open some gifts first, yeah. And then he goes to take a shower.
He takes another couch break, and then he gets excited again for a bit. He said, I want to watch the lights go out in her, talking about the little girl.
Yeah.
And he finally gets that.
Did he try to rape mom like multiple times?
Yeah, he did. He goes in for another. He goes in for another round of humping.
My dick hard.
So then he decides he needs to, you know, just go in for a nice refreshing shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on his way back, he muses that, oh, I don't think this old fuck's breathing anymore.
Yeah.
Talking about the dad in the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Ironically, this probably was the most horrific incident in this film. The other ones were definitely, like, gorier, and this one was the most, like, psychologically impactful, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I would even say probably in the whole series, for me, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about the first one. The first one's the one that really got to me.
I kind of agree.
Didn't seem as bad.
Yeah, I mean, it did have the fucking realism that I don't think any of the others got. But I don't know, man. Just fucking up an entire family on Christmas is kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some movies. There are some more modern films. This is basically their whole premise.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know, man. If I was like a fucking little kid and I come downstairs, mom's just fucking butt ass naked on the floor.
This is what I know. I can't really discern how old the child is, but I know in film, children aren't often granted the most great like survival instincts or anything.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go fuck off somewhere though. True. You know,
yeah, that kid didn't put out much of a fight.
Yeah, and at this point, it looks like she might have been able to take Krusty at least.
Yeah, I guess it's just like being a kid, and your mom's fucking naked on the floor, and your dad's fucking bleeding out, and then they force you to open your fucking presents, dude.
And then you see that you were just gonna get socks anyway, so fuck it. Might as well die.
And I'm pretty sure one of them was just like masturbating, like watching you do it. I'm pretty sure Krusty had her hand in her pants.
Probably.
Fucking playing DJ.
DJ.
On the ones and twos. After our Christmas party, we go to a fucking concert.
Yeah, my next note was close up of a dick.
And oh, yeah, the singer has his dick out or something. Or someone on stage.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, the guy on stage has his dick out, and they show a close-up of it, and then it zooms out to the concert.
He's got shaved pubes.
Hell yeah.
Are bald penises... So here's the deal. An attractive penis isn't actually that attractive, objectively. They're odd-looking appendages.
Yeah, penises are always pretty funny.
A bald penis?
I think a bald penis is more attractive than a hairy penis.
There's levels to the hair, right? So, like, you don't want to...
Yeah.
You don't want to go on an Easter egg hunt. But a bald penis. I don't know about her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem with the whole thing being shaved. I like it. I don't mind some hair. I don't want a lot of hair.
Yeah, I only kind of do it from like a cleanliness perspective. Like,
well, that's where I'm at too. It's like hygiene.
Yeah.
There's something real goofy looking about a Mickey Mouse bald penis, though. I don't know.
Yeah, it's almost childlike.
It's, yeah, I don't know. I don't like that. Yeah. I digress.
I'll talk about bald dicks all day.
Well, you know, they're just very odd to me.
I'd probably go for a bald one over a hairy one, though, but that's just me.
Well, yeah. Like I said, there's a gradient to the hair thing.
Yeah.
You know, some people are out of control, but...
Like, if I had to suck a dick, I would go for the shaved one.
Yeah, because then you don't get the pubes in your teeth. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I just know it's going to smell better, too.
And then there's that. It really is cleaner, I'm sure.
Yeah. Krusty decides to fuck somebody at the concert because Peter's not fucking doing it. And she starts fighting with the guy. And
yeah, she's yelling, fuck my ass. And then she's fighting with him. And then she's crying.
Yeah, this was weird.
Yeah. She just goes straight to begging for the ass, fucking dude.
Yeah.
It's wild. Krusty don't give a fuck.
And that's why she has AIDS. She doesn't give a fuck. Full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, and he starts, like, blasting her ass and she starts, like, coughing and shit. It's a bad time for everybody, it seems like.
Yeah. You've got to, like, complete the fucking at that point, right? Do you... If you're, like, in someone's ass and they start behaving this way, do you go limp while in the ass?
I would probably go a little limp. I would at least be at, like, half mass. I would be so fucking confused.
Too. I think I'd be, like, yeah.
I'd be so fucking confused, dude. Because she was, like, beating the shit out of that guy. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, fuck me in the ass. Bleh. And so it's like, you know, I kind of just want to fucking, like, hate fuck her. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then when she's like fucking gagging and coughing and shit, I'll be like, fuck, what's going on?
Yeah.
But I also want to get that nut.
I know. That's what I mean. I'm like, I think I probably complete the fucking, but I'm not like super happy about it.
Yeah. 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 I'd feel weird about it. I'd feel a little guilty. I would be blowjob buddy number two on Thanatomorphos.
Yeah.
I'd feel weird about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And just kind of run away after it was done.
Yeah. And as soon as I come, I'm already soft, so it's fine. We'll just wrap up and go home.
And then back to the basement. Or some basement.
And I think this is
where... I don't know what you just did.
And I think this is where we get the, hey, I thought I told you to clean this up.
Yeah, I just remember the nagging it starts and then persists.
Yeah. Yeah, climax. This is... Yeah, I think this is where we fucking are starting to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really fighting and not having a good time.
Yeah, she's doing the whole kind of nagging wife thing, only it's dead bodies in the basement.
Well, it's so, like, it's a strange dichotomy, yeah, to hear, like, you could hear this in a sitcom. Like, any sitcom you turn on from, like, 80s to 2000s, conversation could have happened in. But, like, the context is bizarre, because it's...
dead bodies.
Intestines and blood. And
I thought I told you to clean this up. Yeah, I'm getting to it. God damn.
Are you done with her?
Yeah.
Man, I ran out of notes, so...
Well, he cuts the woman's throat and then is, like, fingering the cut and bleeding her out into a bowl. Feels
like a pussy.
Oh, yeah. Feels like a pussy.
And then he says to Krusty...
Oh, you see your fucking shitty asshole?
Not really.
Weird turn for Krusty, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell Krusty is not feeling it anymore, man, dude. Back in the day, Krusty would have loved to look at that shitty asshole. Yeah,
she'd have licked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big time.
And then he
fed it to her brother while she fucked her.
And then he tells her that she looks like shit.
She kind of fucking does.
He's not wrong. She's probably had better days.
Yeah. Fucking dumpster ketchup, dude. Damn.
And then we're on to cutting up a deer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just hacking up that deer, dude. And I was like, damn. I was telling Lisa, man, I think you gotta fucking take the skin off first, dude. Just
take the skin off.
There are some steps missing.
I think it's because we're feeding it to a lion. Maybe.
Well, they didn't let us into that until in a bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Kudos to that knife. It's obviously a sharp knife. It's getting in there and getting it done.
Yeah.
So we're fucking hacking limbs off a deer to feed to a fucking lion, because
Joe Exotic.
Yeah, this is another date. Yeah. You know, that's a good couple thing to do, you know. Just go on dates.
Yeah, they do lots of cool little things together that we have to sit through.
Yeah. Walking underneath bridges, looking at poop.
Taking pictures bags. Next to railroad signs.
Fucking dumpster cigars. Ketchup.
Yeah.
It's just an all-around good time.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they're in, like, a fucking militia compound or some shit.
So, this is what I can't figure out. Because the basement situation becomes more a cabin in the woods vibe as well. I can't, you know, I know that's not the, not a plot point or anything, but it does get weirder location wise.
Yeah, it definitely does. The basement seems to be different every fucking movie.
Well, it definitely is different every movie. I think this is, I think we even get a couple different basements in this one movie, though, because...
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
Really? This finale basement seems completely different to me.
I don't know, man. I thought this one was kind of the same.
Okay. I might be wrong.
I felt like this one was the same. Fucking Mortem, dude. It was...
Well, that was a fuckfest.
There was fucking dungeons and shit, and...
But that was like a town-wide array of activities, and...
Yeah, I was so lost there. I don't know. I felt like this is the same basement, but I could be wrong. But yeah, I'm pretty sure we're on a fucking militia compound. This dude's dressed up in his fucking 1980s BDUs back when he was in the service. I didn't catch what patch he had on. I think it was like an armored division. But yeah,
I thought it was like stolen valor. I didn't attribute any of these to like. Thing he actually earned. I think he got these at the surplus.
That is a possibility. Either that or this guy was in fucking 30 years ago and he's still living it.
Yeah.
And he started a little militia compound.
Maybe.
And they do fucking cross burnings at night. Yeah. He's got a lion.
And he's got a lion.
A fucking lion.
A big lion in a wee little cage situation.
I was convinced that where we were going with this is that Krusty and Peter were going to decide that they were going to start feeding their victims to the lion.
Well, they,
and then they were going to get fucked up by the lion. And that was going to be their end.
I thought that's... I kind of was too, because then they even start making jokes about easy cleanup.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know, well, at first, because we get no context when we start hacking at the deer, I thought maybe we were trying to, like, masquerade parts of people as parts of deer. I didn't know if we were headed towards, like, Sweeney Todd or just transportation purposes. I didn't know. But then we're feeding a lion. And I was like, oh, this is for sure what's going to kill them. They're going to try to fuck that lion.
No, yeah, I was pretty sure they were going to fuck up trying to feed a victim to the lion and get eaten.
They were all very cavalier about handing the meaty bits to the lion.
Yeah.
My hand's not going near the lion maw.
Yeah, that's, dude.
Those aren't a series of actions I'm going
to
take.
No, see, I don't think I should ever go to one of those things where you can get close to those animals, because I just kept thinking, like, man, I kind of want to pet that thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And man, dude, this fucking growls of this lion, dude, were insane. Like, lions are crazy, man. I don't know if you knew this, but that was an intimidating ass lion, dude.
Yeah,
like through our fucking headphones, dude. Like the fucking growl, like the rumble of it. I was like, fuck, man.
Well, I watched it as well through headphones, as to not disturb my partner who's home this evening. And it was intense. Like, I was uncomfortable. But I don't relate to this, like... There's a certain, like, subsect of humans that, like, need to, like, entrap and try to, like, domesticate things that are predetermined to kill us.
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
And I don't relate with that.
No, I was like, I see it, like, in the cage, and I'm like, I just want to touch it. But, no, I wouldn't want to, like, capture it and put it in the cage.
You know? I want nothing. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy he's doing his thing. I don't want nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They hang around there for a while, around, shooting guns, riding four wheelers.
Yeah.
And then fucking we
militia compound type shit, dude.
It is strange. Then... Is Peter's stance not bizarre with the gun?
It's. Amateurish, I guess.
Yeah, it's like down here. He's holding it.
You know, he's a hammer guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then We're in a basement.
Back home.
Kill room. But drinking blood as, from a body.
Yeah, yeah, not as, is this where they slash that guy, or like they hear that guy's face and he starts gushing blood and she's like underneath receiving the blood in her mouth? Is this where we're at?
Yeah, she's drinking the blood from underneath, yeah.
And then he goes down there to touch tongues with her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then they cut off the head. And that's when they're cutting the body up and wrapping it in plastic. And that's when I thought, man, they're going to go feed this shit to the lion. And they're going to get killed.
Is this the, is this the, no, this is somebody else. The fucking head wrapped in plastic and they fucking severed and shit like that?
Yeah.
This is, that's it, I think.
I think so as well.
I think this is it, yeah.
This is, oh, okay. Yeah, man, that shit was crazy. I thought that head looked pretty good.
You can I buy thought all head. Of this looked good.
Yeah, no, yeah, this is probably
the... Is this know, also where we get the last bit of, like, bulbous blue, like, intestinal stuff? Oh, and she's just like, oh, I always love the different colors.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so, too, because then we take a really sad... well, yeah. I guess sadder turn for our main characters.
Yeah, well... So right after they kill the guy and cut his head off and they're wrapping it in plastic and all that, she's like making him work out. Krusty's making Peter work out. She's yeah, like, she I'm going to clean.
I'm going to record this since you say I never do this.
Uh-huh. And then she's like making him do push-ups and shit.
She said, yeah, do push-ups. Do 30 of them. And he gets to 14.
Yeah, and then he's crying. And then she like brings him dinner or something.
Okay, so, what is this dinner?
I don't know. I thought it was like an MRE.
I thought it was a bag of raw meat, dude.
I think it might have been. Because she said, I brought you your meat. And then she like throws it.
Uh-huh.
And then she's wigging the fuck out because he's like, go away.
Yeah.
You whore. And... And she's stomping back up the stairs. I made you dinner.
I made you dinner. You pulled a fucking bag of raw ground beef out of the fridge, Krusty.
Yeah. I don't know what the meat was. I think it might have been part of old dude. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it was human meat. I don't think it was just regular meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if they're eating human meat, but she did not cook anything.
I don't know. That woman is not cooking.
Yeah, and then...
Nobody's eating that, Krusty.
And then we get to... Cutting the baby out.
Yeah.
And yeah. This is what you wanted.
Yeah.
This is what you wanted. I don't know who. I don't know who wanted it, but somebody fucking wanted it.
She did. Peter's pro-choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know.
Very as progressive we're for his time.
We're getting Krusty and Peter getting along in their relationship. I think Krusty wants a baby of her own, but Peter can't fuck her.
And also, her fucking uterine lining is wrecked with fucking HPV and everything else that's possibly contractible.
Yeah.
Peter does the next best thing and pulls a baby out of a woman's stomach and says, this is what you wanted.
Again, boyfriend of the year material.
Well, you know, maybe let the baby go a little longer before you cut it out, because that baby was obviously not going to survive.
And, yeah, I think this is probably the breaking point for Krusty, because she has a complete breakdown and...
Yeah, she does not do well from here.
Runs upstairs and fucking cries. And Peter tries to comfort her.
By
raping a little bit of rape.
But again, like, just calm down. Stop crying. I'm going to rape you. Everything will be fine.
It's another... I mean, we know she likes anal.
Yeah.
That seems to be what he's attempting.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
Well, I guess I don't know.
Krusty wants to get fucked, right? Peter can't do it, and in her time of need, he decides, you know, hey, I'm going to give you what you want.
Yeah. And then he flops it around on her.
And, you know, maybe this is what Peter needs to finally get hard, is just inconsolable woman.
I don't think it works, though.
I don't think so, because he ends up crying then.
He also cries, which may be what his routine is. I don't know. I've been with guys who cry. It's not attractive to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it would be attractive.
I don't think that's exclusive to men either. I can't imagine being with a crying woman is hot.
Yeah, it's
don't cry.
Rough time in the mountain household.
Yeah. And then he can't get it up for Krusty, right? So he goes back down to a lady he's got tied up.
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
He's back in the basement. He's got a crying woman in the basement. He's got Krusty yelling upstairs.
Yeah, he's lamenting this fact, too.
Yeah. He's not having a good time.
This is why I feel like they're in some sort of cabin, because I can't decide what beam he's hitting here. He's engaging in a bit of an existential crisis here. So he picks up a sledge of some sort and starts banging it, or a baseball bat, sorry, and then starts banging it on this. It almost looks like a load-bearing beam that then begins moving, so I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, trying to tear the whole house down or something.
I thought he's like, fuck it, we'll go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't have much experience with basements around here. I don't know if there's fucking support beams in basements. I didn't think there were, but fuck,
I don't know. I don't know what they've got going on here. But it was definitely a floor-to-ceiling, but it looked like a post of some sort. And but whatever, that's obviously.
Yeah, you
not
probably
there.
Don't want to hit that.
That's in my opinion. Let's not.
Yeah.
While inside, dismantle.
Yeah.
You know. But
yeah, uh-huh. he's got the fucking girl all tied up.
He's got nagging from every direction. So you know, yeah. Just yap yap yap.
Fucking Peter can't catch a break, dude.
You try to be a good guy.
He does the only thing he fucking knows. He just fucking beats off to this.
He does sit down and have he's like rage yanking his own cock, I guess. I don't know, because yeah. I don't know if it's the sound of him, like, it's a intense jack off. I guess he achieves climax, though, because then he has an impressive load to wipe across our nagging victim number one.
Yeah, he just goes and starts wiping his cum all over.
Yeah. He
pretty
my
fucking gross.
She said no.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. It's useful. I guess the only way fucking Peter can get off is if the woman's tied up and bloody.
You know, everyone's got a thing.
I think that's why they're having their issues.
This is another thing. I know none of these people are in any way like sane or like rational.
Mm-hmm.
But even in an irrational mind, you don't think that, man, seems like my boyfriend can only fuck girls when we're killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a bet I can change him deal? Is this that trope?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think so.
Or it's like,
yeah, I can fix him.
I mean, we're both fucking crazy fucking serial killers. We're not going to find anybody else, so we might as well just make it work.
Yeah.
I guess.
But, you know, I mean.
And, you know, in the second one, she was all about self-harm. She was cutting herself up and everything.
Yeah, now she's very much also. Why did she start going in on him about him being just like his father?
Yeah.
Because that's in the bit that's coming.
Yeah, that's a little insight to fucking Peter Mountain, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know.
We're not privy to a lot of information here. We're just kind of flies on the wall, I guess.
The nagging victim number one who's tied up and has just received Peter's load on or about her chest. Very thick mucusy semen.
He probably hasn't gotten off in a while.
Yeah,
I don't know. Him rubbing
that's like
his
a few day load.
He's been edging for forever. I mean,
he's been dry humping and trying.
Him rubbing his fucking cum. Him rubbing his cum on her really got to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, for me as well.
It's pretty fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't great for any of us, I don't think.
And I am, you know, not one of those girls that's like, ew, don't get your cum on me.
Yeah, at least it spends most of her time just covered in cum.
Yeah, but as something God about intended. Peter Mountain just watching, just rubbing his all over that girl got to me.
Well, you've mentioned consent being important to you. And I would argue this woman that's probably true. Didn't do that. And in fact, often says no.
She does not like it.
But then Krusty joins the fray.
Yeah, she's not happy about what's going on.
But she's also shocked. She's shocked by the scene she finds, which I find shocking personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, Krusty's been fucking begging for a load, dude.
She has been begging for a load. She's out here strangling preteens and everything for it.
Yeah.
And here he is fucking blowing it on some fucking basement bitch.
Yeah. So now her derisive rhetoric is turned towards Peter. Now he's the fat piece of shit who's just like his father.
Yeah, he's like, he's taking another couch break, right? And he's passed out.
Yeah.
And she's like,
after they fight, I think, yeah.
He's like, I hate you. Ugh. Spits on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she starts spitting on him and all that shit while he's asleep.
Yeah.
And then she goes and kills the girl because, you know.
Yeah, she gets the fucking load. She gets the basement bitch gets fucking Peter Mountain.
Yeah.
And Krusty's a little jealous, I think.
Yeah.
And she's just gonna, you know, take her rage out. I think she's
sometimes you just have to kill the other bitch.
Yeah. And she's kind of, I think she's kind of starting to feel bad about the whole thing. You almost think she's gonna set her free, but then she strangles her to death. Bye bye, basement bitch.
Yeah.
And then Krusty, sick of it all, disgusted with what she's done, heads to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she plays a little solo pass out game.
Yeah, she tries real hard to choke herself.
The American
dream. I thought this was just like auto asphyxiation or like erotic asphyxiation type I don't know. Sort of anticlimactic, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming she's killing herself.
Yeah, but like
she's trying.
I just don't think it's working the way she thinks it's working.
No. This was like more or less, I don't know if it was less convincing than Lucy's like self-drowning situation or
yeah, this is what I compared it to
or on par.
I was just thinking the same thing.
But you know.
Yeah, I was thinking it's kinda like trying to drown yourself in a bathtub. Trying to choke yourself. Like
yeah. I don't know.
It was a little strange, man. I mean, it would have been so much more effective to get a fucking extension cord or something and fucking hang yourself, Krusty.
Maybe she's just trying to like recreate some situation that will arouse Peter or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Either way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming it's a fucking suicide.
It's giving suicide, but it's giving like the cry for help version. I don't know.
Yeah. It's it's would definitely be unsuccessful, but I think we're supposed to believe that it was, maybe.
I think so too. She sort of fizzles out there at the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep, so fucking Krusty does a suicide, and that's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trilogy.
I'm so fucking glad it's over.
We have completed the August Underground trilogy. That's a big step for us. The August Underground trilogy is a big one in the Underground Extreme Horror Community. And we've completed it.
Yeah. I'm real glad we're done. I'm real glad we finished this.
Take it you're not a fan?
No. I'm not.
I think I should get to make out with Alex.
Yeah. I liked it. I really did.
I liked it better than a lot of what we've watched.
Yeah.
That's not a great bar, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I think Mortem was kind of a little bit of a lower point.
I definitely think this is better than Mortem.
Yeah. I think the first one's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as found footage goes, I think that first one's got to be top tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually felt like a found footage movie. These two haven't. I don't know why, because it's like the same thing, but...
I did like this one, though.
I thought the visual effects were very good. I thought all the bodies and torsos and guts and stuff were very convincing.
Yeah.
The cinematography was vexing. I mean, it aided the, like, this is obviously a sporadic at the hands of, like, someone on a spiral downwards. So I get that, but it makes for a taxing viewing experience. Not so much as 2. I thought 2 was worse in that regard, but...
I think I was just a sucker for fucked up love stories, man. I liked this one. I liked Mermaid in the Manhole, Bloodshock.
Well, I like that too, and I think that... It's not that they didn't explore it, but they didn't explore the aspects of it that necessarily appealed to me, I think.
That is true. I mean,
we got a lot of you can't get hard and fuck me, and not a lot of what brought us here.
True. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, I think that's the kind of weakness of the whole weird found footage thing. I mean, you're only catching when they turn the camera on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. And I think these guys are good at this genre.
Yeah. Yeah, and
probably maybe the best. I mean, we haven't watched everything there is yet, but they're the best I've seen so far.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're pretty damn good movies, and Fred Vogel's made a lot more, and I am excited to see them.
I am very distracted by my skeleton arms.
I know, it's pretty cool. But without further ado, Lisa, give me your rating and your what the fuck moment.
Okay. I think this movie was better than the second one, but not quite as good as the first one. Which, you know, I didn't really like the first one, but I think that it was
impactful.
What it was supposed to be. This one, yeah, didn't bother me as much as the first one did. But definitely more than the second one. I am going to give this one 2 stars.
Okay.
What the fuck moment. See, and that's how I know that this movie didn't bother me that much, because I am really having a hard time coming up with a what the fuck moment.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, I think, stuff I'm gonna... that's, like...
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, there's obviously tons of stuff that's, like, objectively fucked.
Yeah.
But I get what you mean. It was kind of like, it's already par of the course. Yeah? Like...
yeah.
And I don't know. I just...
You're right. It lacks, like, the resonance and, like, the impactfulness that the first one did.
Yeah. And, you know... This movie was, like, it did have good special effects and all that for being such a low budget, especially. But I just feel like we've saw so much already that this was, like, nothing compared to what we've already watched. I guess I'll go with him cutting the baby out of the woman as my what the fuck moment.
Hell yeah. All right, Bo, you got a rating and a
what the fuck moment for us?
I think I'm going to go with, like, I kind of want to give this, like, 4 stars, I think.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that checks out. The, similar to Lisa, way better than 2 for, Mortem, and, just didn't hit as hard for me as the first one did.
Yeah.
Even though there are objectively, like, more severe things happening in this one.
Yeah.
I guess my what the fuck moment will be the multiple attempts at raping the exposed rug mom.
Yeah.
You know, that's gotta be a one and doneer. Like, it's just the magic wasn't there, let's let her lie. But we went in we went in for a couple rounds and
yeah. And every time just ended with bitching about can't get hard or
and is there anything like more sad and pathetic than a grown man just dry humping your thigh?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's I don't think I've ever seen a movie with more failed rapes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the spirit was there, but the body was not willing. You know. Bless him. How about you, Chris? What's your rating and your what the fuck moment?
I think I'm gonna give this one 4 stars. While I didn't feel like the realism of the first one, I did really like this one. The special effects, I think, were probably best in the series.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I really do think they were good. I really do think the special effects were good, especially for a $5,000 budget. Yeah. Like, that's insane.
I really appreciate actually getting some kind of character development in the trilogy. I like how we're kind of getting back to the a lot of the just kind of like bullshit fucking around scenes that we had in the first one.
I could have done with that more of them.
That kind of, I don't know, it kind of adds to the realism for me.
Me too.
And you know, I like the fucking just the kind of downward spiral of the characters. I think in this trilogy, you kind of get, it's almost like an addiction theme, right? The first one's kind of the beginning. We got the height of it in Mortem. And then the inevitable downfall in Penance.
Yeah, maybe.
So I do kind of like those themes. I really did like this one a lot. I think my what the fuck moment is going to have to be the dumpster ketchup.
Yeah.
It was fucking grotesque.
Krusty, what the fuck are you doing? Do not girl, eat dumpster ketchup dignity. Off the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Not I don't for care. Free. This is,
I love you, dude. Don't lick it.
Oh, I forgot they wrote out words before intimating it was his urine.
Yep.
Ugh, I hated it.
Uh-huh.
All right, our next segment is going to be the spiciness scale.
Now,
what we do here is we compare the movie we just watched to a spicy food. The spicier the movie, the spicier the food. Lisa, how spicy is this movie?
I wish I would have thought about this more.
What?
I know.
Why? How's it always a surprise?
It's not, but it's like I think about it, but then I just move on to something else.
I'm pretty sure this is episode 20.
Damn, is it really?
19 or 20. It's 20. No, it's 21.
Uh-oh. 21.
Yep.
Next week, we're going to be feeling 22.
Do we have clearance for that?
Gonna get us fucking banned.
I bet her lawyers will fuck us.
Yeah. With this kind of content, she'd be like, I don't want to be... I don't want to be mentioned there. Okay. Fuck. Spicy. Damn it, man. All right. I'm just going to say, we've already used it before, I think, but I'm just going to say, like, spicy ramen.
Yeah.
Like, kind of basic, just spicy.
All
right. There's a lot of different ramens out there. You got to be more specific.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The ones with the like surprise chili in it.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Let's chili. Say those ones, I don't remember what the fucking brand name is, but they're like Volcano Ramen or something, and they've been recalled recently because they're bad. let's go with those. It's like Boldak or something is the brand, just in case.
You're going with recalled spicy ramen noodles.
Yeah, recalled Volcano Ramen.
You couldn't pay me to buy a ramen called Volcano and eat it. I know what's happening to me after that bowl of ramen.
Mm-hmm.
I like spicy. I don't know about Volcano. I don't know about recalled Volcano Ramen.
Yeah,
why were they recalled?
You know
I don't
why.
Know for sure. I don't know for sure, but it's been a big thing on like TikTok and shit. Everybody's like, oh my god, ramen noodles are being recalled. And it's literally just like one brand and like a couple of different flavors from that brand. But everybody's freaking out saying really that all ramen are being recalled.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All ramen is recalled.
Yeah, people are throwing away all their ramen noodles.
Not the internet engaging in generalization and hyperbole.
Yeah.
Fuck. Go ahead, throw out all your
using the word hyperbole. I have to express to you this interaction I had earlier that has nothing to do with anything. Okay. I might have left a bitchy note at a store, and in that I might have written out the word hyperbole.
Yeah.
And the woman verbatim said to me, "And who the fuck is Hyperbole?" And so I hung up the phone. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I can't read that word without seeing Hyperbole first.
Which, then it was just contextually, I was just like, of course.
Yeah. Like, much. I say Hyperbole, and then, like, a split second, Hyperbole.
I don't know. It's just I was already irritated when she said it, so it was like the nail in my coffin. I don't know. I was like, and now I will fade into the west and remain Galadriel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. How spicy do you think this movie is, Bo?
Well,
that was my line.
Oh, okay. Not to step on any toes, but I'm gonna go with the dumpster ketchup.
Is it spicy ketchup from Whataburger?
Is that actually even spicy?
Not really.
It's got to be the, what is it, like the purple or blue ketchup from the early 2000s?
Okay, oh, so I didn't know if I was having like Mandela effect about this because I had.
Yeah, it happened.
I was describing this to a coworker not long ago and I was like, because they recently for summertime were selling pickle ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know. I was like, this might be better or worse, or at least on par with the, like, different colored ketchups everyone had in their fridges during my childhood. And they were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, you don't remember people having, like, purple ketchup and, like, blue ketchup? Like, that never happened.
Yeah, I was like, I can't remember the colors, but I know there was definitely colored ketchup.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah. I was like, I swear that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're fucking doing this podcast right now. We eat fucked up ketchup.
Yum. But not out of a dumpster.
True. Definitely not.
And not licked off
the
ground.
That's where we draw the line.
Yeah. Leave it in the dumpster. Someone put it there for a reason. So yeah, I'm going to go with... because, you know, it's been marinating. And that bottle was not airtight. You can't tell me that seal wasn't punctured.
No. It was almost gone. It was making the fart noises as he was squeezing it.
I know. And then, you know, that you know, heat probably fluctuated, you know, several times mm-hmm. over. And so you don't know what got, you know, what bacteria was activated and then deactivated and then reactivated and then germinated. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, dude, you break that fucking sealed environmental fucking.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
You're fucking raw dogging dumpster ketchup? I don't know. Yeah. So I'm going with that. What about you, Chris?
The back alley is a fucking Pittsburgh or whatever.
Yeah, or Ohio, skibbity toilet. Yeah.
Oh my god.
What about you, Chris? What is your what spicy food would you relate this film with?
Fucking shit. I'm feeling like I'm in Lisa's boat right now. I didn't think about this.
Oh.
Okay, this is.
How could you not think about it? It's your fucking thing.
I don't know what to compare this movie to. Like, I know it's a spicy movie, but
yeah,
I think, like we've been saying, like, I'm just too fucking blown out now.
Yeah, prolapsed.
Yeah, I know this is a pretty spicy one. There's a whole lot of rape going on here, and
is there
attempted rapes going on?
I guess that counts for something.
There are rapes happening. They just don't look very realistic, so yeah. It doesn't really seem like rape.
Yeah.
Seems like some light molestation.
Yeah, some aggressive rubbing.
Yeah, we're rubbing.
We're creating friction.
This is milk and cookies left out for Santa Claus
a year ago.
But Santa Claus never came because he got murdered by fucking Krusty and Peter Mountain. And so
they've just some lady choked you out for 45 minutes. Yeah, pretty spicy.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Damn it.
What a rough way to die.
Well, I guess the only thing left to do is put this movie on our leaderboard. Now, what our leaderboard here at What the Fuck Are You Watching? What it is where we just kind of rate our personal favorites that we covered here on the podcast. So, Lisa, where does August Underground's Penance fall on your leaderboard?
Damn. You know what? I think it's going to go below Regurgitated Sacrifice and above August Underground Mortem.
You're putting a, just for clarity and science, you're putting one of the vomit gores above this?
Yes.
All right.
Because I did.
That's pretty crazy.
Sort of like Regurgitated Sacrifice, because it's the one that was like just lesbian porn.
Oh, right. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm starting to think fucking Regurgitated Sacrifice is a pretty fucking good movie.
You're wrong, but that's okay.
Well, I was honestly just thinking, like, I think I would watch Regurgitated Sacrifice. You were spelling it right.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, is that panache?
Panache. No. Pistachio.
I was just thinking, I think I would rather watch Regurgitated Sacrifice again. I would watch this again.
The thing I know that neither of these films have going for them is not an economic use of time. They're both too long.
Mm-hmm.
This could have been shorter. These all could be shorter.
All right, Bo, where's this going on your leaderboard?
I think I'll put it right above. No, I'll put it right under Thanatomorphos. So right around Regurgitated, but Lucy could never.
Yeah, you put it right above Regurgitated, and I put it right below.
Yeah, that's why I was so confused. I thought it was strange because I was like, I was looking at that spot too, but you said above or below Regurgitated. I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's unexpected.
Yeah, I just honestly think I would watch Regurgitated before I
it was hotter.
Watch this again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing hot about a soft dick.
Yeah. All right, now, Chris, where are you going to put it?
I think I'm going to make it my new number 11. I'm going to put it right under the first August Underground.
Okay.
Seems right. Feels right.
If you say so.
Well, if it doesn't feel right, you can just pop a seat on the couch and try again in a second.
I always end up regretting my fucking leaderboard positions.
All right, that's going to do it for the August Underground Trilogy.
Yeah.
Thank you to Alex for recommending this one.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Alex.
And if anybody else has got any recommendations for us, send it into our email or even the Instagram or send it to the fucking SpeakPipe.
Who the fuck named that?
I don't know. If I could get fucking Google Voice to work for me, I would use that instead.
SpeakPipe?
I'm stuck on the SpeakPipe.
Am I the only one that thinks that sounds so fucking stupid?
I mean, nobody's using it, so.
You're doing great, SpeakPipe. Maybe some. I don't know about her, but.
All their information's in our fucking, what's it called? Description or show notes or whatever the fuck. Recommend us some movies. We haven't seen any of them, so. We have another listener request. It's going to be our next movie. This one comes from Todd. He says, can you review Cannibal Ferox? Thank you.
Okay.
Now, the first thing I did when I seen this title, I was like, I'm going to have to figure out how to say fucking Ferox, because I'm sure it's like, Pharaoh or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
But no, it seems like it's actually Ferox.
Okay.
Another cannibal movie, Cannibal Holocaust. So it'll be interesting to see how it stacks up.
We love cannibal movies.
Hell yeah, hide your turtles.
Oh, it's from the 80s.
Now, Todd's message was short and sweet, and I kind of respected that. I was like, hell yeah. You probably don't want to say too much to me, because I'll just fucking keep going and going.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized it said, sent from my iPod.
What the fuck? Is this a time traveler?
And so, like, he's sending us emails from his iPod, and I can kind of understand now why he's keeping everything fucking short, because
surely
you
gotta,
like,
he's got a... That's just like his signature.
It is. So I guess you could write anything there, huh? You could sent from my fucking vibrator.
Yeah.
Sent from my hibachi wand.
I'm wishing I still had my fucking Zune, dude.
I was just about to say, so that's the thing. I didn't care for the iPod so much, but I fucking loved my Zune.
I had a fucking pink one, and I loved it. It was so amazing.
I'm pretty sure my fucking Zune got stolen. We were running.
Mine too.
I know mine did.
We were fucking basically running a fucking halfway house for first 10 years of our relationship. Anytime somebody would leave the house, halfway house, they'd fucking steal all my shit. My Zune was one of them.
I used to be a much nicer person than I am now.
Well.
So when I Googled the new movie, one of the related searches says, are Cannibal Ferox and Cannibal Holocaust the same?
I fucking hope not.
They're not.
And then another question is, were real animals killed in Cannibal Ferox?
Okay.
And the answer is, Cannibal Holocaust, yes, they were.
Good deal. Bringing it back home. Animal cruelty. The etymology of Ferox actually derives from words referring to cruel, wild, or ferocious, though. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Checks
Isn't
out.
Isn't it like fucking Latin or some shit?
Yeah. That's a Latin root. They weren't coming up with bops like skibbity toilet.
Yeah. What's the etymology of a skibbity?
So I haven't Googled it or looked into it at all, but I had this exact conversation with Jack yesterday. I said, surely the etymology of that colloquialism has to do with like doo-wop music, right?
It's got to, right? It's got to be like some scat. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because that's my conviction.
I'm
really liking skibbity.
I am too. Skibbity? I have no information on what it actually means, but I enjoy saying it.
Yeah, I love saying it. I skibbity, hate it. Skibbity, skibbity.
I like it. It's like a mouth tickle.
Yeah, it is. Hell yeah. Join us next week when we do Cannibal Ferox. We're going back to the Amazon. Just when we thought we were out, Todd pulled us right back in.
There's animals to kill.
You know, back to the 80s before any of us were even born.
Hide your turtles. Hide your Coda Mundis. Hide your fucking monkeys.
Hide your 14-year-old indigenous girls.
Oh, God.
Because they're eating everybody out here.
Lisa, bringing it home was a natural conclusion. That's your cue, Chris.
On next week's cannibalistic episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.